According to the IAEA, when radioactive material decays, it is no longer usable for the original purpose and becomes disused. The proper storage of disused sources is important from a nuclear security perspective, since sources are vulnerable to loss, abandonment, theft, or misuse and could be used by criminals in a so-called dirty bomb. A nuclear security operation to remove highly radioactive sources from disused medical devices in Manila, the Philippines, recently took place. In March and April 2013, a team of experts from South Africa's Nuclear Energy Corporation, NECSA, successfully removed 16 highly radioactive disused sources from teletherapy and industrial devices and placed them into two secure long-term storage shields. Vilmos Friedrich is an IAEA radioactive waste expert.
Radioactive material by itself, by the physical law, is decaying, meaning the activity is decreasing, and after a certain time, after a certain decay time, it is not usable anymore for the original purpose.
The project was financed via the IAEA's Nuclear Security Fund. The IAEA, through its Office of Nuclear Security, supports the efforts of its member states to improve the security of nuclear and other radioactive materials in use or storage at medical and industrial facilities or power plants. Again, Vilmos Friedrich.
A sealed radioactive source is a small object, is a small capsule which contains a very high concentration of radioactive material of very high activity. The encapsulation ensures that the radioactive material will not disperse in the environment under normal operating conditions.
The devices had been in storage at the Philippine Nuclear Research Institute in Manila. Due to the size of the operation, the IAEA arranged for the mobile hot cell to be deployed. Christina George, IAEA Radioactive Source Security Officer, explains what a hot cell is.
A hot cell is a shielded radiation containment chamber. It's called hot not because of the outside temperatures here in Manila, but actually because what is to be handled inside the hot cell is highly radioactive material.
Each device had to be lifted remotely with the use of manipulators into the hot cell with a crane. The sources could not be removed outside of the hot cell because the high levels of radioactivity would have caused severe health damages to the operators. Again, Christina George.
Disused sources do present a vulnerability because they could be stolen or smuggled. In the worst case scenario, radioactive material could be used in something called a dirty bomb, which may cause effects on the human health as well as the environment. Probably to a lesser degree, but still important, is the panic that such an incident could cause, as well as the societal disruption. There may be also financial and political implications of the use of radioactive material.
Once the sources, which were therapy devices used to treat cancer patients, were removed, they were placed into a long-term storage shield, then into an additional metal container, secured further with a metal cage, and then locked and put into a long-term storage facility. Jerry Adams, United Nations.